Next time on Dear Alice.
Having a showroom has taught us that we can take risks because we're buying, lots of lamps anyway. And so as we put the showroom together in the old days, right, 15 years ago, we all worked the showroom. So if you came in, you would see Sue, you'd see me, we'd be working the showroom, we'd be helping people. And we would try different things and take risks in our showroom. And we had all the physical evidence to say, hey, this really works. It shouldn't, but it does, right? One of the things that we learned was, like you talked about it earlier, like Ziggy's sideboard behind a sofa isn't too tall. One of the party fouls I see a lot in other designers' work is the too tall console behind the sofa. And so if you're looking at the sofa around on the other side, you're seeing the back of this console sticking up and it's too proud. Side tables, same thing. When they're proud of the arm, it's just a little bit awkward. And people don't know that yet until you really start to refine your eye. And so we started looking at this side table is really high. This should only go next to a tuxedo sofa where the arms are the same height as the back. Then you can use a higher side table. But you start to train your eye about what you like. Those lamps, you can take risks on it. So if you don't have a showroom, I would say those accents, things like lamps and chairs, are going to give your room personality. So don't think that your sofa has to do all the work. The rug is going to do a ton of work.
Art on the walls.
The art on the walls is going to do a ton of work. But those lamps are how you're either going to really refine it and tell the story. You can also tell the story of a decade, right? You can give that feeling. You can go low to keep it just kind of that low, lean, mid-century look. Or you can be like really proud and tall and give it more of this like elevated hi-hat kind of designer look. You can be more restrained and use something like crystal, which is going to give it a fancy look. You can do
marble or alabaster.
Or like Ralph Lauren has these great woven lamps that give it this more coastal vibe, or it feels like a summer house. So there's all different ways to get a look. And I feel like the lamps that she hit on, that's a really important thing to be able to get right. You could even be so decorative as to do a custom shade and do like a dressmaker detail on the shade if you're doing like a Southern home or somebody wants an English home and they want a tiny little pattern.
Make sure to like and subscribe.